I was getting ready to take my big solo. You'll just have to hear it next time, folks. The Traveling McCurries, everybody.
It was going to be good. It was going to be a big solo.
I know you guys were a little intimidated me being up here. Well, it's my turn now. I've been watching everyone else gets their turn. And, man, I can tell you, without a doubt in my mind, I wouldn't be doing this at all if it wasn't for this guy, Del McCurry. It's amazing how many people he's affected in all different genres of music. But it really, you know, I moved here in 94, and I was kind of getting to know the business a little bit. I was working at the Country Music Association, and I later got a job staffing the Randstad Staffing. So I was working all over town trying to figure out how the business worked. But I didn't know really anything about the heart of the music, and I bumped into these guys at the station and met Ronnie, Rob, and Jason, and eventually met Dell. And that's where I found the passion to do this and just to do it for all the right reasons, which is just do it for the love of the music. That's why these guys have been doing it for so long. That's why Dell's 80 years old and looks like and sounds like he's about 50. You know, you're doing it for the right reasons. You do it for the joy of doing it. It keeps you young forever. So I'm so thankful for Del. I'm thankful for the Del McCurry Band, these guys, the friendships we have, and honored to be here for his birthday celebration night. So if Del's out there, if he wants to come on out here and sing one with me, we'll do one. We did the song together. When I did my very first record, I did two songs with Del, and we did one song that I wrote called Train Traveling, and we did a song that he wrote called Good Man Like Me. And we haven't done Train Traveling since live, but we always do the one you wrote.
How you doing, Dirk?
He's also a heck of a good songwriter. So
I want to tell you, I really appreciate you celebrating this birthday with me.
Of course.
I made it another year.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
And this song might be 80 years old. I don't know.
I was telling the folks, we cut two songs that day. Okay. The song I wrote and the song you wrote.
Yeah, that's right.
And the song that I wrote, we haven't done since. So it says a lot about your songwriting.
I'm not sure about mine either.
A lot better
either.
Songwriter than I am, that's for sure.
Am I supposed to sing it?
Well,
I probably got this too high.
Del does this song up in E, but I'm going to do it down in C because I have not had the bluegrass operation yet. All right. Let's do this.